Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Westman College conference call. Today's call is being recorded. Please be advised that your line will be muted throughout the duration of today's call. If at any time you have a question from today's presentation, please email all questions to questions@westmont.edu. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to President Gale Beebe. Please go ahead.
Nora, thank you. It's wonderful to be with you tonight. I'm here with the E-team in my office, and it's been a beautiful day on campus. Clouded up a little today. We got some rain this afternoon and supposed to get rain the next couple days. As we start tonight, I want to really take a moment to celebrate and recognize Sarah Hooker. Sarah is a graduating senior and a music composition major, and we are going to play one of her compositions based on Psalm 121, one of my favorite verses. Every time I look up into the hills, from whence cometh my help cometh from the Lord who made heaven and earth, I just celebrate getting to be in Santa Barbara and on campus. This is titled, He is My Help, and it's just at 3 minutes. So please enjoy that as we begin our call tonight. Thank you for that beautiful composition. It's just wonderful to be able to celebrate you tonight and enjoy this beautiful piece. As we move deeper into Holy Week, and indeed it's a week when we have so many things for which we're reflective and even melancholy, it's also a time of great celebration as we anticipate the renewal that comes with the resurrection of Christ and the salvation that we enjoy because of him. We just pray that each of you, wherever you are able to be safe, are with family, and are finding just in this forced time of quiet and rest an opportunity to reconnect in ways that are deeply meaningful. We continue to be grateful that the efforts to shelter in place, to stay at home, and to social distance appear to be working, and they tend to be flattening the curve. All of the reports in terms of California are very positive, and we're grateful for that. Even the reports coming out of the nation's hotspots seem to be indicating that these efforts, great personal sacrifice and great corporate sacrifice, are really working. And we just really need to be vigilant, no longer thinking of ourselves, but really learning to live with the Spirit of Christ and thinking of our neighbor. The COVID-19 Emergency Relief Plan, again, I'm just so thankful for the generosity of our community, of our constituency, and thank you for your response to it. And then last Thursday, we had this beautiful opportunity to hear Steve Bell. We did have some technical difficulties. The next day, Steve got up, re-recorded all of the songs, and they're just beautiful. And so I'd encourage you to go to the website and enjoy that concert again. In terms of academics, every week we've received inquiries about the travel trip to Austria. The Chancellor of Austria has closed all concert halls through June, which of course has resulted in the cancellation of the tour group to Vienna. And so the music department will be in touch with you if you had planned to go, and alternative plans will be arranged as those become possible. Honoring seniors. As we near the end of the term, several academic departments want to honor their seniors and will be hosting some form of online reception or program to celebrate them. And the various departments will share that information with you. If you're curious about it, be sure to reach out to your departments, and they'll be very responsive. But just really pleased that we're doing what we can in a very different way than we had ever intended, but a way that we hope brings honor and appropriate celebration to you. Our annual Spring Research Symposium will be an online presentation. The website will go live on April 20th, which was the original day. And student friends and family, for the first time really, can sample some of the best of student research at Westmont. Obviously, every previous time we've done it live in person, and this time we can actually invite the world in. Just this week, a new graphic arts concentration was announced as part of the art department, and just really pleased with that. That will launch this fall. And then registration for all current students is underway. Today was the first day that that began, and we just really hope that if you're a student, a current student, that you'll avail yourself of the opportunity to register for this coming fall. On the student life front, there's good movement in terms of students returning to campus to gather their belongings. As we mentioned last week, the county is allowing you, as part of essential travel, to come back to campus to get your belongings. We really want to encourage you to go online, go to our the contact site, which is housing@westmont.edu, and that site will answer any questions you have about when you can come back, how to arrange coming back, and
look at their email.
Okay, they'll be receiving an email. Okay, yesterday you received an email. Late breaking news. Okay, if you are returning to retrieve your belongings, please wear a mask. Right? We're all on board with that. We're all wearing masks. And in fact, if you want to stop by with your mask on, we'd love to say hi through the window. I hope you received instructions for how to do spring sing online. I know I'm looking forward to seeing how this plays out. But I'm very grateful to Alex Cameron, Brad Elliott, and the Spring Sing Committee for keeping this tradition alive and 50-plus years of unbroken celebration. Early planning for fall semester and repopulating the campus. We fully intend and anticipate being allowed to repopulate the campus at the end of the summer. We anticipate being on campus to do the full complement of our face-to-face instruction and all that we enjoy from being a part of the Westmont College community. We recognize that not everything may be in place, and we may have to make adjustments. But with all of the reports coming out, we believe that we will be able to repopulate. We'll be able to start the semester here, and we're going to be going to extraordinary lengths to keep you safe. We're going to be introducing a variety of practices to be sure that we have the greatest likelihood of managing any public health scenario that develops. And, of course, we won't do anything outside of what the government is encouraging or allows. But I really think that we need to be anticipating an opportunity to be back on campus and to be together again. The first day of class is scheduled for Monday, August 31, and we anticipate the arrival of the first years and the transfers on Thursday, August 27th. I want to remind you to remain vigilant. We are getting a lot of cyber attacks. It's not unique to Westmont. The whole world seems to be drowning in these cyber attacks. So just remain vigilant. Try not to get lured into to any of the efforts to get your personal information or anything that would actually compromise access to key documents. The update on May term, we are ready to shift to a completely online May term, and that decision has been made. All, I believe we have 14 classes at the present time. All faculty have really come together around doing May term online. We may be doing a few additional classes, and so stay tuned for that. The questions around how we'll recover our stuff if we're going to, if we're away from campus and it would be hard to get back. One question coming in from a family in Washington, plan to drive to Santa Barbara the weekend of April 17th. However, if May term is on campus, we'd have to drive down again for May term. So with this, we'd like to just encourage you to make arrangements with the Student Life Office, and they'll work with you to retrieve your belongings. As we move closer to the official end of the semester, which would have been May 1, we really need to try to work to either get our belongings in the next few weeks or at the latest by May 4. And there's just a variety of moving parts that we'll have to manage in that, and we really need your help. Can I pick up my room belongings over Easter weekend? The answer is yes. But again, we just need you to go to the website, complete the express checkout form that was sent to you from housing, and fill it out and follow the directions. What is the rationale for the May 4 deadline to remove belongings? There's stay-at-home orders, et cetera. Now, we will tell you that in Santa Barbara itself, the stay-at-home orders do not apply to people coming to campus to retrieve their belongings. We don't know what you'll face if you're traveling significantly out of area, how you'll get here, but we anticipate that most counties in California are permitting this kind of travel as essential travel. Can you extend the deadline without incurring costs related to moving companies and storage? I think the best way for me to answer this is to encourage you to contact Student Life and the Housing Department. They have put together some really creative options that could help you, and you'll have a variety of choices, three really distinct choices. And it'd be better if they just walked you through that, but you can have some good options there. People not exposed to COVID-19 by the time fall semester starts are still vulnerable if they are exposed, become infected and ill, et cetera. Knowing how germs and viruses spread in dorms and classrooms, how will you handle this, and will you be prepared to shift to an online environment? Absolutely. We really do intend to, we will only repopulate if we can do it with great predictability. We also intend to avail ourselves of the latest public health measures, and we're hoping that some of these new innovative tests that have quick time turnaround will be available to us so that we can ensure the health of the population. We also will be preparing areas that will serve as quarantine areas. You know, we've never faced a pandemic, but every year we have to prepare for a flu season. And every year we have students who are living in res halls that do get sick, and we have to isolate them for their own well-being, but also for the safety and health of the community. The next question, concerns about classes that are using Zoom. In the last few days, there's been quite a bit of publicity about how Zoom is having these hack attacks, and what are we doing about it. It is a global problem. Zoom itself has admitted that it had no idea how popular its platform would become. We're using it for everything. This is my this isn't a Zoom call, but I've been on 6 different Zoom calls today, and I frankly just love them because it really gives you access to people in a way. It's not the same as being in the room together, but it's almost the same. I've just really, really appreciated that. That concludes the questions that came in before we started the call. Let me turn to questions that have come in since we started. Is Westmont considering any type of tuition grace period for parents, families who are being financially impacted, especially if this crisis should enter the summer or fall season? We absolutely will work with you, and we're getting a number of questions around this issue. You need to contact Financial Aid, Sean Smith, and Sean will be the best one to answer those questions. When will housing decisions be sent out to students, including the GLC and Ocean View?
For next year?
Yeah.
The housing process is currently on pause, but when it will be starting up again within the next couple weeks. Look for an email from housing.
You know, I'll be able to give an update on this next Tuesday night when we do the call, but we're within 14 days of having it reopened and giving you an opportunity to make that decision. Any updates on summer research? Not at this time. We're still working through it, and we should be able to announce something next Tuesday night. Several of you have continued to ask about what type of structure will there be for the lost food, housing, and tuition fees, et cetera, and that decision will be communicated next Tuesday night. We continue to work with both the federal and state government, as well as our food provider, Sodexo, and those decisions are close, but we'll communicate all of that next Tuesday night. Okay, the Steve Bell concert is on Westmont's Facebook page. Okay, I said the website, but it's the Facebook page. I tell you, those are 4 beautiful songs, and it's my Descent is just one of my all-time favorites, and I love hearing Steve live, and love hearing him anytime I get a chance. So I hope you'll avail yourself of that. Westmont's Facebook page, the Steve Bell concert, and it's flawless. Reminder, registration for current students is taking place now, so don't miss your opportunity. We're very encouraged to see how many are registering. Today was the first of the 3 days, so today, tomorrow, and Thursday. Really hope that you'll complete that. Can anyone live in Ocean View during May term and summer?
It depends. I would recommend contacting housing. We are making some exceptions for students who are not able to get out of the country or to their home, but it would be important to contact housing at housing@westmont.edu.
And that was Dr. Schultze. The ED is elevating the fact that one of the beautiful parts of the Westmont community is our international student community. They face unique challenges. Virtually all of them would not be allowed to leave this country nor be admitted back into their home country. And so some of them are graduating and face some visa issues that we're helping with. All of them face unique challenges in terms of not being able to go home for the summer. So we're having to work through some contingency plans with them, and of course, we're going to do our best to meet the needs of everyone, and we trust your understanding on that. Will FAFSA submissions be extended since federal tax returns have been extended?
We'll look into that.
We'll look into it. There probably will be an adjustment. Everything is in flux, and it's just amazed me, even at the federal level, how willing they've been to actually review regulations, because we're, to a certain extent, we're in uncharted territory, and so we're having to really make decisions, not always seeing the full impact when we've made the decisions, and this is at the federal and state level. And then they've been incredibly responsive, though, to every sector, including the higher ed sector. And I must say I've just been very impressed with the efforts that have been undertaken on our behalf to really try and make this as painless as possible, even though it's been incredibly disrupting. Can anyone stay on campus during May term?
Again, contact housing. It depends on your circumstances. But we are looking to host the students who absolutely have no other option and can't get to their home. Students should, if you're not in that category, you should find other options for your housing.
You know, and we'll work with you. We have a network of families in the community that we've put together through the years that are very responsive and willing to help Westmont students. Again, we all recognize we're in uncharted territory, so we're going to be improvising. Some of the challenges will become more apparent to us as we get closer to the summer, but just stay in close contact with us and we'll work it out. Will there be an adjustment to May term tuition since it will be online? No, the tuition for May term is already significantly reduced, so it will go as planned. And just hope that those who avail themselves of May term classes will really benefit from the Westmont education. It's still taught by our faculty. It has the high standards, the great quality, and I'm sure there'll just be a ton of good learning just as there is right now. Sorry for that technical difficulty. Can anyone live in Ocean View during the summer? Let's see. I think, did we come to that one earlier? We want you to contact housing. It'll be on a case-by-case basis. And as I mentioned, we have some unique needs that will create some capacity issues at Ocean View. We will absolutely work with you. And if we can't find suitable housing within the network of college options, we'll work with you to place you in a family with one of our church communities. We have an awesome network of churches that just... we have roughly 800 beds in the community that we can evacuate to in the event something were to happen. And so we know we have a robust support from the church community. Okay, that wraps up the general information. Again, next Tuesday night I'll be talking through any of the issues related to finances. And I just, again, Sarah, that is just the most beautiful composition. I don't know if you're listening tonight, but thank you for that beautiful gift. I'd like to pray before we close. Lord, thank you for this evening. Thank you for Westmont, and thank you for the interest of these families. Just help each one of us as we work our way through a very unique and challenging time. Help us to maintain a love and capacity for compassion with one another. Help us to give one another the benefit of the doubt. And as we prepare to celebrate Easter, even though we do it in isolation, help it to make even more vivid the sense of sacrifice that you endured on our behalf. We're grateful. We're thankful. Help us to live with love. Christ, I pray. Amen. God be with you.
That concludes today's conference call. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. You may now disconnect.